It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. You are working on implementing a canine program.
We are. This has been one of those projects that had already been started before I came as police chief 2.5 years ago. Just about every department I've worked at, whether early in my career as a police officer or later on as a police chief, I've always had canines. We had drug dogs, we had tracking dogs, we had handler protection dogs, we had bomb dogs. I've seen really throughout my entire career the value of having a canine program. And right now, believe it or not, in Labette County, we're the only law enforcement agency that does not have a canine. So we're lucky that we've been able to raise enough funds from some very generous donors, including both the Elks Club and Tom Davis Chevrolet. We have a couple of other people that have made significant donations as well. We will recognize those folks later in the year with a patron board that will go up in the lobby of the police department. We'll be making some public presentations of thank you plaques to organizations and individuals. We've been able to raise enough money to be able to purchase a narcotics detection and a tracking dog. Really, we looked at all of our needs, and those were really the two key areas that we thought a canine could really have a positive impact in the community. Kareem is a 17-month-old Belgian Malinois being trained in Arkansas, and then our training for our assigned canine handler right now is tentative to occur in April.
Well, tell us what the protocol is for citizens to be around a working dog like that.
There's a big difference between those dogs that are trained in patrol and handler protection. Those dogs, you really don't want to be hanging out next to the police car. That's why you see on a lot of canine units, stand back, because that dog is going to protect that vehicle and it's going to protect that handler. That's part of his job. Mm-hmm. Now, with a canine detection dog and a tracking dog like ours, actually it's a little bit different. And we're going to be able to take Kareem literally into the schools. Kids are going to be able to pet him. They are not focused on handler protection. And in the departments where we had similar dogs, it was actually really nice because we could let the canine walk around the department when he was not patrolling. And it was almost like having a therapy dog. And there's something to be said about the value of what our canine friends bring, whether it's in a working situation or just as pets.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.